the world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Gather around, space cadets, because when things look shot to hell down here, we can always set our gaze out there to where just maybe a brighter future lies. Brighter, if not a little fuzzy around the edges. And that could spell real problems for any mission to Mars. But why do we think things would be any better in space? Well, even a serious dog Star Trek like Beyond illustrates the benefits of humanity putting aside its differences and uniting against a common problem or threat. In the latest Trek vehicle, it's a big green alien named Krall who hates the Federation. Here on Earth, it's a big orange idiot named Donald who hates the Federation. I doubt that was an accident. But first things first, and why our own physiology could make it difficult to get as far as Mars. Microgravity takes its toll on our senses. Most troubling is blurred vision, which can continue to haunt astronauts long after they return home. According to space.com, the problem stems from increased pressure in the skull. Cerebrospinal fluid is dragged down in normal gravity, but in little or no gravity, it travels along the optic nerve and pushes on the back of the eyeball, ultimately flattening the eye itself. Naturally, we can't have spacefarers conducting precise maneuvers and exacting procedures when they can't see straight. Researchers believe microgravity might not be the only culprit either. The International Space Station, for instance, has elevated levels of CO2, which can dilate blood vessels. Oddly, the solution has been spinning before our eyes since 2001, A Space Odyssey. Honestly, after seeing those orbiting twin wheels turning in the 1968 sci-fi classic, I've always wondered why the real-life International Space Station was never set spinning to create artificial gravity. Rotating part or all of an interplanetary craft could mitigate the effects of micro-G, even if just for sleep periods. For astronauts, it'd be like all the fun of the bed spins without a night of hard partying before. My name's Cal Cote, back to Terra Firma, and the one bright spot in this world, music from here, there, and everywhere. It's the hottest craze in global music right now. Everyone's a freaka for Psych Chica. From Money Chica, yet another Grupo Fantasma spinoff, it's Lamento en la Selva, another debut just for you from World Beat Canada. We'll be right back. Electrofolk Freakout's Pilgrim Speakeasy from Finland. That comes from an album called Freak Deco, and it's called Plan D. Before that, Money Chica, another spinoff from Grupo Fantasma from Austin, Texas. They also did the Black Sabbath tribute, the Brownout album, and this is their Psych Chica take called Money Chica. Chica, originally a Colombian rhythm, and in the 70s, it was combined with oddball guitars and some weird analog electronics, and it's all making a comeback now. What goes around comes around. On World Beat Canada Radio, this is Mr. Something Something and The Antidote.
Tell me if this can show, if you can see.
August 2nd and 3rd at the Commodore Ballroom, multi-platinum selling Australian band The Cat Empire brings their explosive sound on a cross-Canada tour. The tour will support their newly released sixth studio album, Rising with the Sun, which debuted top 20 in 16 countries around the world, number one on the Australian ARIA album charts. And we've been featuring it extensively here on World Beat Canada. August 4th at the Scotiabank Centre, Audacia will take audiences on a thrilling journey from flamenco's traditional roots in music and culture of southern Spain all the way to its contemporary forms. For more information, visit findafiestaflamenco.com. Here's a good reason to take a little day trip to Seattle, August 9th and 10th, 91.3 FM KBCS and the Pacific Jazz Institute at Demetrio's Jazz Alley welcomes critically acclaimed singer-songwriter and guitarist Fatoumata Diawara for two nights. She's incredible. The showtime, Tuesday and Wednesday, is 7 p.m. Doors open at 6 each night. And Ghostfinger Productions presents Grammy winners The Gypsy Kings, August 20th. That one's at the Vogue Theater. Speaking of Audacia, the principal flamenco dancer for that troupe, Leah Granger, is my very special guest a little bit later this hour on World Beat Canada. We have music from Turbo Street Funk next. Our home base, Vancouver's the place. It is 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, roundhouseradio.com. My name is Cal Coat.
Yeah. to see that one quick smile. Never thought I'd see it change. I'll brave the midnight drives to Montreal as long as I'm with you.
Fresh, hand-picked, and never mass-produced. Because there's no we in iPod.
Don't be shy tonight.
This is personal. This is World Beat Canada Radio.
Don't try to fight.
powerful mix of the deep-rooted traditions of Indian classical ragas, chants, and rhythms, and the modern sounds of brass band arrangements. That is Aditya Prakash Ensemble and a brand new recording called Mera. Mera was the, in Buddhist lore, was the demon who tempted Buddha. You don't want to be messing with deities. Turbo Street Funk, before that, their album is called Momentum, and we heard some great ska. If I Think Twice, that's brass and guitar, and that's just about it. Time for your Touch of the Familiar, and there is a brand new album out, a lot of great contributing artists, and we'll be getting more familiar with it. It's called Quiero Credence, or I Want Credence, and it is Spanish versions, well, not totally Spanish, but definitely Latin American artists contributing their favorites from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Here is Bang Data. They are from the Bay Area of San Francisco and a really unique take on probably one of my all-time favorite Creedence Clearwater songs. Here you go. It's your Touch of the Familiar. It is Fortunate Son from World Beat Canada.
Look at us now. I always wanted us to come together, but it's so difficult when we're fighting each other. And I'm looking out my window and the street's on fire. They try to separate us, step on us just to get higher. We're under the gun, let the bullets fly. And our soldiers survive, they come back to die. How can we love one another if we don't even try? They say they love us, but inside I know that it's a lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No soy hijo del senador. Yo no soy.
Yo no soy hijo de un senador. Trabajo, lucho, una vida mejor. They stop and harass us, they trap us, they put us in boxes, they slam in the door no more. But I never wanted it to be this way. I keep my head up and I do it for my family. Y yo sigo para adelante, no me van a parar. Y no me importa lo que pasa, no me voy a cansar.
You know, you spice it up with some of that Latin percussion and it just drives the rhythm home. I love that. Bang Data and Fortunate Son, your Touch of the Familiar from Quiero Credence. Next, it is Leah Granger to talk about the fabulous new flamenco production called Audacia. It's great to have you here. This is World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coat. Jimi Hendrix said, "Music is my religion." If music were indeed a religion, the center of the flamenco faith would be Seville, Andalusia, Spain. Players and dancers from around the globe make the pilgrimage to learn the time-honored art and to absorb to borrow from the French, Je ne sais quoi or Duende. An intercontinental troupe bring a new flamenco production to the world called Audacia. Artistic director and dancer for Fin de Fiesta Flamenco, Leah Granger, joins us. Welcome back to BC, Leah. Anything you miss about us?
The sushi.
Really?
That's something I was very much looking forward to.
Cool. You're probably sick and tired of talking about this, so let's get it out of the way and talk about your personal challenges in the world of flamenco, specifically your 6'2" frame. Can't flamenco dancers be tall and willowy?
They can. I mean, I think anyone can do flamenco, but it's really unusual in Spain. I mean, it's not a typical Spanish physique. And I think it's a very earthy dance. It's very weighted, and it helps to have peso or weight, and there's a lot of sort of hip movements and things that look good on a curvy body. So
gotcha.
A lot of it is built around that. But I mean, flamenco can be done by anyone. And that's what's really beautiful about it. It's something that's kind of unique in the world of dance, that you kind of can adapt it to any body shape, and anybody can do it.
And conversely, your body shape made you perfect for basketball, another discipline that you flirted with, right?
Yeah, when I was younger, when I was in high school and then in university, yeah, I played basketball very, very seriously. I played for the province, I played for BC. That was my obsession at that time. I was playing basketball and in the gym, you know, 4 hours a day.
Do you think that it contributed to your dance ability as well, a little bit?
I think so, yeah, because I was, you know, able to understand my body and have, you know, control and that kind of thing. But I also think it taught me work ethic.
Right.
I had some goals in basketball that I wanted to play in university and do different things. And it sort of taught me that if I put in the time, I would see results. Like, I now kind of believe that that's true because it happened to me at that age with basketball.
I love flamenco's passion and duende, the rhythmic palmas, the intricate guitar picking. But the art seems to come with a pretty thick rule book. I've spoken with brilliant Nuevo Flamenco guitarists, for instance, who tell me that unless you're seated on a stool and your legs are crossed, you're not playing flamenco. I mean, who makes the rules, and are new concepts finding their ways into the stiff traditions?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it is a traditional art form. And so there are purists who believe that it's only flamenco if you're wearing polka dots, and it's only flamenco if it's like this or if it's like that.
Yeah.
And if you're like playing the flute, it's not flamenco. But it is, because that's very common now. All of those things, you know, you can wear whatever you want. There's extremely contemporary flamenco. For example, a dancer named Israel Galvan is the most internationally well-known flamenco dancer, and he does crazy things with all different kinds of instrumentation and movements that purists would say is definitely not flamenco.
Yeah.
But it's now recognized around the world as what flamenco kind of is. So I think it's a thing that you can kind of play with. Like, if you're in Spain, in Seville, and you're in a tablao, there's always going to be people that are like, this is flamenco and this isn't.
Yeah.
But interest is growing around the world, and everybody brings different things to it. And flamenco has always kind of been an evolving art form that has had input from a lot of different cultures. So that's kind of what flamenco is. It's ever-changing.
Tell me about the production, Audacia. Starting with the name, it kind of looks like a contraction of Andalusia.
Well, that was one of the reasons that I picked that name. But actually what it means is audacity.
Okay, gotcha.
The members of the group, I'm Canadian, and so is our guitarist, Dennis Steffen, and our flautist, Lara Wong. And then we have a French singer named Alejandro Ugarte Mendia, and a cajon percussionist named David San Paolo. We're not Spanish, but we've all studied in Spain, and the three Canadians were all living there for the whole past year and make our homes there for a lot of the time every year. And so part of it was that I think it takes a certain amount of like strength to go and live in a different place and practice an art form that isn't your own and kind of make that world yours, and then to come back and try to show it to as much of the country as possible has taken like a lot of
audacity
in a way. I mean, we just thought we'd just go ahead and say that.
yeah
awesome. My introduction to flamenco dance started years ago in Vancouver through the artistry of Oscar Nieto and Cassandra Lachina. You have a connection there as well, right?
Yeah, totally. They were some of my earliest teachers and became my mentors. The first time I saw flamenco was Cassandra at the Kino Cafe on Canby Street.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it was just a really incredible experience for me. It kind of changed my life. And they are incredible artists and both still practicing in Vancouver. And it's really amazing to be able to come here and have them come to my shows and offer me feedback and have them. Cassandra was actually in Spain for 3 months this year in Seville. And so it was really amazing to be able to spend time with her there.
Isn't that wonderful? World Beat Canada is on the air with Leah Granger from Finja Fiesta's production of A Day Show, which is making its way west to east across Canada. A Day Show will take audiences on a thrilling journey from flamenco's traditional roots in the music and culture of southern Spain all the way to its contemporary forms. Ancient rhythms meet avant-garde ideas and converge in an explosion of staccato guitar, haunting flute, stunning vocals, and percussive footwork. To the south of Spain and back again, Audacia will leave you breathless with the pulsing rhythms of flamenco beating in your heart. Find out when it touches down in your neighborhood at findefiestaflamenco.com. Leah, can you tell us about the contemporary aspects of the production?
In the group, we've kind of really been sticking to the more traditional over the past few years. But just spending the last year in Spain, I felt like I was kind of ready to bring my own voice into the music. Some of the music has been composed by Dennis, it's original work, and all of the choreography is mine. And I've incorporated a lot of different contemporary vocabulary and just kind of things that I come up with, things that suit my build, which is different than a lot of my teachers. And I think that's part of flamenco, is being able to figure out what works for you, for your personality and for your physicality and that kind of thing. And then I'm also doing a piece in the show to recorded music that won't be played by the band. That's an Appalachian sort of banjo.
Oh, cool.
Music. Yeah, it's a total departure.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Leah, we can't show you dancing on the radio, but we can debut a selection from Audacia on the way out. Could you set up Luz en los Balcones for us? I'm guessing light in the balconies or something?
Yeah, that's what it translates as. And this is a traditional flamenco song. This isn't an original by any stretch of the imagination. It's kind of a standard. But this is a track that we recorded in Seville shortly before coming home. Our French singer was with us in Seville for a little while, and we were rehearsing. And this song is kind of about life there in Andalusia, and really kind of represents what we'll be doing.
Hace tarde, el sol se pone, sonolientos entonan los corazones. Se bañan los cristales, los alientos humedales. Mi guitarra tiene triste los bordones. Luz en los balcones, hace tarde, el sol se pone, sonolientos entonan los corazones. Se bañan los cristales, los alientos humedales. Mi guitarra tiene triste los bordones. Camina mi mente, maldito reloj que no pasa a mi mente. Y una hoja en blanco, y le planto frente. Me siento muy lejos, vacío y ausente. Y el pensar que ya no sirve de nada, no consigo encadenar una palabra, mientras dejo con el alma el corazón discutir. Pensar que ya no sirve de nada, no consigo encadenar una palabra, mientras dejo con el alma el corazón discutir. Los balcones hace tarde, el sol se pone, sonolientos entonan los corazones.
Se bañan los cristales, los alientos humedales, mi guitarra tiene triste los bordones. Nubes en los balcones, hace tarde el sol se pone, sonolientos se entonan los corazones. Se bañan los cristales, los alientos humedales, mi guitarra tiene triste los bordones.
See Leah Granger dance, doesn't it? Too bad we can't do that for you on the radio, but we've got something else really cool coming up. Jaw 9, we've been featuring her music on this show, and she has a brand new album forthcoming called 9. We have an exclusive debut for you. I hope you're enjoying the ride. We start our trek in Vancouver at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio. This is World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Coote.
Just a grow and the bliss just a show and a humble me more and more. The more that I learn, show the little that I know, and it humble me more and more. The truth set me free and encourages me as it humble me more and more. More and more. There is so much to fear, they say, so many unknowns. There are those who would scorch the face of the earth in a selfish game of thrones. Some have learnt of the mysteries and are forcing the world to comply. But give thanks, the source of the sacred is encoded in I and I. When I tune into the frequency, none of the stains of adversity distract from the real I know. From the power I'm connected to, yes, it just a humble me more and more. The heights just a grow and the bliss just a show, and a humble me more and more. The more that I learn, through the little that I know, and it humble me more and more. The truth set me free and encourages me as it humble me more and more. Humble me more. When I tune into the frequency, none of the feelings of adversity. Distract from the real I know of the power I'm connected to. Yes, it's just a humble me more and more. The heights just a grow and the bliss just a show. And a humble me more and more. The more that I learn, show the little that I know. And it humble me more and more. The truth set me free and encourages me as it humble me more and more. Humble me more and more. I used to be so sure of things, then life began to change. The world becomes a smaller place, an overcrowded stage. Ambition is the overkill, but I am not its slave. So I take away to take a breath and fit how I behave as I let go of the expectations. I start to feel everything go dark. A newfound sense find its activation, blazing wildfire from my heart. One night ignited, finds its way, and everything following is even greater. All I thought I knew melts away when play becomes creator. Just a humble me more and more. The heights just a grow and the bliss just a show. And a humble me more and more. The more that I learn, show the little that I know. And it humble me more and more. The truth set me free and encourages me as it humble me more and more. Humble me more and more. More and more. More and more. More and
thank you. killing it, you lane. Chamamu, chamamu, chamamu len. Chanka tu batalu. Chanka tu batalu. Ole mu
Exciting stuff, more brand new music to your ears from German guitarist Leni Stern and her album Dakar Suite. What we heard was Hide and Seek. We'll take this home with something ultra dope. Of course it is, or else we wouldn't play it on this program. It comes from the brand new remix of We Are All Desi by Vancouver's own Deli to Dublin. This one featuring a great Vancouver singer too, by the way. Her name is Tanya Aganabe. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Chalcopyrite Communications. Check out the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Start there. Then there's the blog, chalcopyrite.com, where you'll find playlists and links to all of the artists that you hear on this show and our sister broadcast podcast, Celt in a Twist, both available to you as a free subscription at the iTunes store. Our last word goes to Dwight D. Eisenhower, who had these timely words to say. This world of ours must avoid becoming a community of dreadful fear and hate, and be instead a proud confederation of mutual trust and respect.
I've been seeking intervention, need some paper to spray on. Manage my ambition, it's a bit that I lay on. I keep it on the level so high you can stay on. Flow is technical, I got shade, you can stay gone.
again.
We go a little something like this.
Communications.